This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Here to empower you by developing the tools in your arsenal that propel you toward the success you and God have planned for yourself. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Are you in need of passion, purpose, connection, or even to find out more about who you are and why you're here? Tune in every week and listen to the guests with an array of backgrounds, successes, and upbringings and challenges for you to connect with and gather wisdom from. When you're distraught or vulnerable, you need to remember that God has equipped you with all you need to learn, grow, teach, and succeed. This journey is a process which you will be able to discover, give, and receive. It's the journey of life and all that embodies it. Let's learn to live our lives on purpose for a purpose. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Let's live each day on purpose for a purpose. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to KKLA 99.5, and if you have to get out of your car and go into the house, go ahead and do that. You don't have to tune us off. Just go on in and turn on your computer, and you click on KKLA.com, click on Listen Live, and you'll be able to hear us. And I also want to let you know right now, if you've just stumbled onto us, is that we're here every week and that we have a podcast. And the podcast you can hear anytime you want, day or night. And all you have to do is go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And if you go on there, there's a whole list of podcasts by guest, by subject matter, and by date. So you can find any subject, any guest that you heard. And the reason that's so important, I believe, is sometimes you'll hear something and somebody will come to mind. There'll be somebody that you know that's the subject matter is going to really help them. And aren't we here to help and build each other up? So this is one way you can do it, is by, if you hear this message today, even, we've got an amazing woman here with an amazing story. Just it'll just tug at your heart, there's no doubt. And I'm sure it's going to help some of you women out there that might be struggling with what we're going to talk about. So what I want you to do, though, is make sure that you let people know about us. And Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, .com, go on there, or let people know about the podcast so that they can learn from it too. Because you know what? We have to be learning all the time. You know, we have to strive to be better every day. And how do you do that? You have to learn. You have to take the time to learn. And God says, you know, read the Bible, right? Because he wants us to get to know him better. And how do you do that? You do that by his word. So the guest I have today, her name is Donna, and she's intimately familiar with the struggles involved in overcoming the effects of domestic violence and the behaviors that perpetuate it. Her personal experience of the terrifying and brutal nature of abuse and its aftermath gains her a hearing and trust with the people she serves. Her subsequent journey from despair to hope has enabled her to be an effective mentor to others who feel trapped in an abusive situation. Trapped, it's what it is too, trapped. And need someone to walk with them on a path, on a new path, out of darkness into light. Donna, I am so grateful to have you in my presence today in the studio. It's wonderful to have you here.
You know, Sue, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm just getting to know you has been so fun. And thank you so much for having a heart and caring about this particular thing that goes on in our society. all too often.
Way too often.
Way too often.
Yeah. It's a lot of the things we don't hear about, and then you hear about them, and you're just so shocked. I want to give everyone listening the phone number so that if they want to ask you a question or ask me a question, or if they want to tell a story that they've been involved in, because we need to be aware, don't we? We need to be aware that this is a real issue, and it's a lot broader than what we know. The phone number, get your pin. The phone number is 888-995-5552. I'm always told that I speak very fast because I want to get so much in a very short period of time. So phone number again is 888-995-5552. And my assistant Daniel in producer is going to be screening the calls, and he will let me know what the subject matter is, and we'll hopefully be able to get you on the air. Or maybe you just have a subject that you would like us to ask Donna and talk about, and that would be okay too. So don't be afraid to call. And if your heart beats out of your chest, that's the Holy Spirit saying you need to dial that number and you need to call because somebody else needs to hear what your question is or your story. So please, if your heart starts pounding, that's the Holy Spirit knocking. And you better listen and do what it's telling you to do, okay? So, Donna, with that, what is Grapevine Outreach? What is that?
Grapevine Outreach is a nonprofit. We are a 501c3. We're focused on educating women, teens, and men in the area of domestic violence.
And I'm sure you hear a lot of stories.
A lot of stories and a lot of hope.
Yes, the hope is what it's about, right?
That's right.
You know, people say, "Well, why do you do this show, Sue?" And I say, "Because you know what? I've been very helpless in my life. I've had helpless moments.
Yes.
And somebody comes along, or I hear something, or even a song,
yes,
and it gives me hope. And so this show is about that. It's about people that are feeling that they have nowhere to go or they have no place to turn, and they're in this all alone, they're isolated. And all of a sudden they hear something and say, gosh, I'm not alone, and wow, there is help, and all I have to do is dial that number or click on this website, and there's help for me. And that's wonderful, isn't it?
Domestic violence is really, kind of a hidden, thing. And so I would, anybody who is listening, if you take it out of the darkness, if you make that call today and bring it out of the darkness, there's all kinds of hope for you. There's all kinds of resources that can be provided, and you don't have to live that way. And so I would hope that, I'm going to echo what you said. Call in if you need resources.
Right. And we do have SueFreeze.com that we have Helping Hands, and we're going to have all the information on there so that people, if they don't want to call because they're nervous about calling and maybe somebody's listening that they're afraid. That word fear is of the devil.
That's right.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5, and we have Donna with us who started this ministry, didn't you?
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
About 15 years
ago. What motivated you to do that?
I grew up in domestic violence. I grew up with a dad who was very violent, and him and my mom kind of continue that dance. But now that I'm an adult, I can be free of that. But and then I think as a result of that, I ended up getting into a relationship myself. I married someone who was a lot like my dad, who was violent. And that's that journey. I don't know how much you want to know about that journey.
Keep going. Because I think there's people listening that can relate.
Okay.
To like some of the issues, and sometimes people think, well, man, I'm not beat up to where I have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Or, the verbal abuse. I mean, verbal abuse is just as bad, if not worse, because, the bruises heal. But
exactly.
the verbal words and things like that those don't heal as easy, do they? So give me more insight on that. Talk about that a little bit.
I think one of my main passions is that domestic violence is child abuse, that they're calling it that now. And when I grew up, I didn't feel safe in my home.
Oh.
And my dad was hurting my mom and molesting my sister.
Hmm.
And so I told about it. And then I ended up, they took me and left me up in Santa Cruz, up north, and where I was homeless. And I experienced being raped. All kinds of different things happened to me up there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I came back down here and met Prince Charming. And that ended up to be a 23-year marriage that ended with an axe to my throat. And but like you said, I think neglect, and which is what they call domestic violence to a child now, they're calling it severe neglect if a child is growing up in that. But also the words, you know, whoever came up with sticks and stones will break your bones and words will never, that they were an abuser, you know, because that's not true. The words stick and they play over and over again in your mind. And so growing up in it and then living as an adult in it, it was just, there wasn't anywhere that was safe. And I didn't know that there was any help.
Well, you also, when did you realize that, you know, your home life wasn't the norm because that's what you grew up with?
You know, even when I was a kid, as I was growing up, I knew it wasn't right.
Uh-huh.
I remember being in church, and I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I remember seeing Jesus on the cross.
Uh-huh.
And my dad standing beside me at church and thinking, he'd never do that for me.
Oh.
You know, like, I'm glad that I have a Father in heaven and that Jesus Christ, that his Son, you know, that he died for me. I knew that as a young age, but I knew that I knew something was wrong.
Right.
Wow. I just didn't know where's the right.
Yes, yes.
This isn't right, but I don't know what is right.
Yeah, and right. That's amazing. So what motivated you to start the ministry?
After I left the man that I was married to, I had three kids that were teenagers at that point. Going through the court system and all of that, it was just horrible. It was, I can't even describe it. It was horrendous. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing that other women were having the same problems. And one of the things is I would go to church to go into like a divorce recovery class and mention what I was going, and I didn't fit in anywhere.
Right.
So I realized that there was a need for support groups specifically for domestic violence, which there are very few in Orange County.
Right.
So I decided that that needed to happen. Probably my main...
It's okay.
Probably the main thing is my daughter. My daughter was murdered 8 years ago.
Yes.
And there was about 9 stalking reports before she was murdered. And, you know, I really miss her. It was a hard time in my life.
I can imagine.
When she died. And I think the ministry grew stronger because in the Bible it says that trials produce perseverance, character, and character, hope. So those kinds of things, you can either sit in them and become bitter and, you know, just down, spiral down, or make a difference. And right now when I think of my daughter...
What's her name?
Katie.
When you think of her?
I think of her cheering me on.
Yes.
Saying, you go, Mom.
You go, Mom.
Because the Bible says she knows in full what we only know in part.
That's right.
And so she knows. And so she's in that cloud of witnesses and she's going, you know what, Mom? Don't give up.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you about how that happened?
I think so. I think it's good. I just want people out there, whether you're a mother, a daughter, a sister, even a brother, anyone, you need to be aware that, you know, we have to be aware of our surroundings at all times.
Yes.
And, you know, you said there was 8 reports of 8. Stalking with the police department.
Yes.
And they, you know, I've heard this even on TV. I watch all those shows. I don't know why, but I do.
Yes.
And, you know, they say, well, you know, nothing's really happened, so we really can't do anything.
And that's, and it's the way it's treated, yes.
Yes. And it's like, well, okay, great. I have to die before you're going to do something? That's not okay. So this is an awareness that people need to be aware. And men and boys and sons and brothers, we teach our kids the buddy system. We teach our kids... Don't walk alone. Don't
That's
be alone.
Right.
Always have you know, someone with you. And for men, you know, you're the protector. You're supposed
That's
to
right.
protect. So therefore, if you're there, walk your wife, walk
That's
your
right.
daughter, walk them to
That's
their
right.
cars. Don't let them be out in that dark parking
That's
lot,
right.
even a lit parking lot.
That's
Things
right.
happen in the day. Just
daytime.
Yes. So, yes, I think we do. You are listening to The Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. And we're talking to Donna, who is a mother of 3, and her daughter was killed by a stalker. Now, I hear a lot, in fact, I'm just going to side note, is the day before I talked to you, Donna, I had lunch with a gentleman up north. I'm going to keep names out of this. But I had lunch with them, sushi, great lunch. And he was talking about what he's going through right now. And here's another one. Two in 2 days, I'm hearing this, and I'm like, wow. He says, I'll go bankrupt trying to get custody of this little girl, which is his sister's daughter, who they were in a divorce situation. They were in court. The daughter was with a friend, and she's like just over a year old. Darling little girl, saw pictures. You know, it brings it home, brings it personal. When you see faces and you hear names, it's not just a person. It's downright and it's personal. And this little girl had a mother, and the mother loved her little daughter and was trying to get out of a bad situation, a violent situation, and to, you know, to keep her daughter safe. And so they got out of court. And the friend that was watching the daughter says, your ex-husband is at the house. So she was going to the house to take video, to just take video of the man because he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yes.
So she was taking video, and it was behind the house. And in the process, they even called the police. The police were on the way to the house. And this is how sad this is she was behind the house, and the husband, ex-husband, must have caught her. Because she's a runner, soccer player, very, you know, very active. But he must have caught her, and the police were in the front.
Yes.
And she was behind the house, and he stabbed her to death.
Yes.
And here's the little girl that he's trying to get custody of because, you know, because. And then I talk to you the next day, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And there's so many women.
Yes.
That stay in a bad situation because of the unknown, because
yes.
not knowing what the other side is going to bring,
yes.
and not knowing what this person
yes.
is going to do to them or do to the kids.
Yes.
And so it's a very serious, serious situation.
Yes, the threats are real.
Yes, even, they are.
Even just last night, you know, on the news, it was that girl was stabbed at school by her boyfriend.
14?
Yeah.
How old?
14.
14
is
years
what they
old.
Said.
14.
Right in, broad daylight, he stabbed her, and she died.
Oh.
You know, so...
very sad. So, Katie, you were going to talk a little bit about what happened, if you can.
I remember,
we're all supporting you right now.
You know, being that I was already teaching classes, I hadn't written the book that I've written now yet, but, you know, I would park myself out, and she was strong-willed, and she's like, I'm not moving out of my apartment. You know, and but when the police would come, there was not a lot of, they re-victimized many times. And, you know, like, well, you know, and so I parked out front and, you know, slept out there most
Aww.
Nights. And the one night that someone wasn't with her, that was, you know, that was the night that it happened. And so.
Was it in her apartment?
In
or
her apartment. And I found her. So,
oh, my gosh.
It was. It was bad, you know?
Oh.
The worst thing a mom can experience, I think. And,
yeah, I think you're right.
It took a lot of time for that picture to go out of my head. And then I remember when I first went back to work, you know, after she had passed away, and I went back to work, and I work with teenagers that are, I don't really like to call them at risk, but that's what the world calls them. And I had a co-ed class. And my first class back, one of the boys said, where's your hero now? Because I called Jesus my hero to the kids. And he said, where is he now? You know, he's mad at God. It's not. But, you know, his challenge made me realize that. I said, well, he's embracing my daughter.
Yeah.
And it made that reality so real. You know, it'll never be okay, the
right.
situation.
Right.
But it was like for that moment, I thanked the kid afterwards, you know. Because really...
That's a healing picture, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know...
That's amazing, because I asked you yesterday, I said, you know, there's going to be people listening that are saying, oh yeah, where's your God now? Why would our Heavenly Father allow something so dreadful to happen? What, you know, how could he do that? I mean, what kind of God is that, right? I mean, people
you know,
could ask that question.
Well, of course.
And that was the response that you told me was this young man who said, where's your hero now?
That's right.
Yeah.
Someone that would be considered a troubled kid
mm-hmm.
in a group home
right.
was the one who asked that question first thing off out the gate because God knew I needed to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And also for them to realize that it's not just for here. I mean, this is Jesus Christ died for us for eternal.
Right.
Eternal salvation. So my daughter's got the kind of an upgrade. You know, she's kicking it on the streets of gold.
Yeah, she's in a better place.
She's got an upgrade, but it doesn't mean I don't miss her.
And oh,
it doesn't mean
not.
That as a human being, you don't grieve. Because
right.
grief is real. And
well,
you really
it's
do
hardest.
Have to.
And they say the most difficult thing is for a parent to outlive
yes.
their child, you know.
Yes.
And that's just outlive if it was normal circumstances.
Yes.
This is just so much more. magnified because of the way things happened.
Yes. I went to a camp over the summer. They asked me to come and speak to the teenagers. And there was a song that I played for them that you have, and I want you to play it. But I want to tell you a story first, a real quick story.
Okay.
There was a young man who raised his hand, and he said, "How do I forgive my dad?"
Right.
And so I asked him, what happened? And he said, "My dad shot my mom, my sister, my brother, and me."
And is he the only one?
And himself.
Is he the only one that lived?
The only survivor.
That would be a difficult one, wouldn't it?
I just told him it takes a lot of courage to be who you are, but it's a matter of letting go. And, you know, everybody's process is different. But that young man, I mean, another domestic violence case, you know.
Yes.
And his whole family's gone, and he's in a group home now.
Wow. You're listening to The Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5, and we're talking to Donna, who started this ministry called Grapevine Outreach for domestic violence. Women, children?
Teens and men's classes too.
Yeah. Yes. So we want to play this song, and after the song, we'll tell you a little story about how this song came to be able to be played. Thanks to our engineer, Roland. He found it for us, and he's able to play it. And
yay,
I think
Roland.
He's got it cued. So let's go ahead and listen to this song. The words are incredible.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us.
in life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise.
I just love that song. So, Donna, explain to the listeners how that happened just now.
It was funny because I took that song up to camp to that teenage boy and those and the other kids that that I was talking about before we played the song. And it's funny, Sue just said to Roland, you know, hey, can you get this one song? You know, it's from, what is it, Laura's
Story,
song?
Yeah. Blessings.
Blessings. And I looked at my friend who's here with me like, how did she know that? And so that's God. That's how he works.
Yep, that's totally God. And
totally
that song
God.
Is really, you know, it speaks to me right now. I mean, mine is so small and so minute compared to I know what a lot of other people are going through. I get that. But this is my journey and it is my walk that I'm walking through right now. Walk. Yeah, I'm trying to walk. I'm really trying to walk. Yes, that's true. We only have a few minutes before the break. And so... you know, you were talking about Katie. We were talking about, you know, how this happens and how people need to be more aware of what's going on. Is there any scripture that you lean on that just gives you strength or comfort?
The one I was saying, trials produce perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. That is the one that I lean on. That's the one I always go back to.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
In the Word of God.
You know, I've lost both of my parents, and you know, grievance. You know, when you go through a death, there are seven stages. And I asked you, Donna, if you knew what the seven stages are, because there is a name or title.
Yes.
With each stage of grievance. And what I want to tell people now is, if you're going through grievance, if you have loss, don't cut yourself short, and
don't think that
you're abnormal. Everybody does it in their own time, and there's seven stages. So, you know, don't be upset with yourself if you know, get up, get at them, you know, get over it already, you know.
No.
Don't do that. Let yourself feel. Let yourself go through the stages, because you need that. It's part of the healing process. And so I'm just going to give you that freedom and awareness that you are going through a stage, and you just need to let that happen. So we're going to go to break right now, and when we come back, we'll talk some more.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat, using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freed Show.
So we're back again, and we're talking to Donna, who is the founder of Grapevine Outreach. And you could find this on the website, grapevineoutreach.org. I just want to give her a little plug right now because, you know, there is a question there. A caller called in and said, what is the best advice you can give to someone who is currently a victim of domestic violence? So, Donna, that's yours.
Okay, resources. You want to help them to find resources, and you're going to put some of those on your
Yes, we
on
are.
Your
thank
website.
You. That's a little plug for me.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Donna. What we're going to do is we have on Sue Fries, one word, spelt like fries, .com, we have a section that's called Helping Hands. If you click on Helping Hands, you're going to find all kinds of information there. And so whenever I have a guest on, I always connect the guest with their information because this is what this is all about. The show is the Lord's show, and it's to help people in time of need. So we want you to have that available. So that's what you would do in order to get the help you need. So let's say there is a woman right now who's going through a hard time and domestic violence, and she has a teenager. What would you tell the teenager? Because you are focused on the teenager because you're wanting to protect that teenager and let that teenager know that she does not have to keep going down this path. You said that your ministry actually, after talking to these girls, sometimes will have the red flags come up that she didn't know they were there before.
Yes.
But now there's red flags that come up and say, this is not a good relationship. This is not good. For instance, you said one thing about jealousy.
Yes.
That when a guy, you know, a girl might think, oh my gosh, he really loves me because he's so jealous.
He's so attentive.
It's more than attentive.
They think it's a stalking, but to them it's attentive.
Oh my gosh, they care so much. Look how jealous they are.
In their whole world.
Yes, and what would you say to that teenager?
Be careful.
Yeah.
Because, that's the number one red flag is jealousy. Mm-hmm. If you're with someone who's jealous, what they tend to do is isolate you.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get you isolated from your friends and your family and, you know, if you have a church family, it happens over a period of time. But that isolation, that's where the abuse really sets in. So don't give up your support system. You're as strong as your support system. Don't give that support system up for anybody. So if they're jealous, that's something. If they talk down to you, belittle you, any guy that calls a girl the B word, or any, you know, women like that, that's a red flag. That
Absolutely.
Means there's a demeaning, you know, demeaning spirit there.
Yes.
And, or the teenagers that I work with are called way worse than that.
Yes.
You know, if they don't get beat up on the date, they think they had a good date, you know. And
Isn't that so sad?
But, you know, just last week a girl went out with this guy, and I was telling her, you know, she's been in the class 3 times now. And, she went out with him, and she ended up got out of the car and went home, and it's done.
Isn't that great? And you know, you don't know how far that could have gone, but you could have saved her life.
I believe that it does save lives because 75% of women who are murdered by someone they know.
Oh, that's just a terrible statistic, isn't it?
That's a national statistic.
You're listening to the Sue Fries Show on KKLA 99.5. If you want to call in, if you have a question for Donna or for me, phone number is 888-995-5552. We'd love to hear from you. 888-995-5552. I have so many people that email me after and say, you know, I really wanted to call in, but I was afraid. Stop being afraid and call and let's talk.
Can we go back to the question just for a second?
Sure,
because I wanted
please.
To say something.
Sure.
Get your friend resources, but also the other thing too is you can't do it for them. They have to make the call. It's the same as any, like an addiction, because domestic violence is kind of like a relationship addiction.
Yes.
And so, you know, they have to make the call. You can get resources for them and support them and cheer them on, but they got to make the call and do that themselves.
Right. And that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise it's not going to stick.
They'll go
and they're
back.
Not gonna, yeah, they're just going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Okay, so what sets this ministry apart from other domestic violence violence programs? What sets us apart?
I think the scope that we reach, it's teenagers. We work with teenagers from group homes. We work boys and girls. And there's a neighborhood a community that I live in, and the kids from my very neighborhood come there, and they've been coming for about 8 years. And I go to drug treatment furlough programs, which are government-funded programs, and I'm part of their curriculum. So they call it relationship classes or domestic violence, and also prisoners. There's been a lot of inmates, men and women. And so we reach all, like, full circle. We reach full circle. And the difference is, instead of doing something like anger management is a good program, but it teaches you how to kind of white knuckle it. And our curriculum gets to the base of it. It gets to the base of what your problem is, which is, of course, we know we need God, but it's even deeper than that. And so we don't just talk about how did you get there. How do you get out and how do you stay free?
Right. You know, I hear people talk about, you know, your past is your past. You don't need to go back there, you know, to get the healing and whatnot. And I know personally for me is there was a mention when I was going through some things myself where I wasn't sure why things were happening the way they were and what was going on with me, that there was a root.
Yes.
And I had to get the root pulled out.
Yes.
And I just think of a tree, and if a tree is firmly planted, those roots are really deep,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if we don't get those roots out and really get that out so that God can fill in.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I just feel like there is an important part of that. Yes, we don't have to stay a victim.
That's right.
I agree with that too. You don't have to stay
as
a victim. Right. You can say, you know, that happened to me.
That's right.
And I'm a better person because of this. And I'm going to live my life with more sensitivity and more empathy than
yes.
I ever did before. But I don't have to stay as a victim. I can say, no, I
yes.
am healed in Jesus' name.
That's right.
I can say I am God's child. He died.
That's
if
right.
it was only for me, he died for me. And you, listener, you can do the same.
That's right.
And, you know, I have friends where I'm walking them through steps of understanding who God is and whatnot. And they'll say, you know, I really like that beer. Or I really like what I'm doing right now. I don't want to stop that. You know, so I'm not going to receive the Lord today because I don't want to stop what I'm
yes.
doing. And I say, don't stop what you're doing. Okay. Just ask the Lord in your heart.
Right.
Because the Lord will, in his timing,
right.
he will make things right. And he'll give
that's
you
right.
the strength. And he'll turn that need or that desire
right.
off. He
yes.
can do all those things. He can do all things.
He'll always finish what he starts.
Right.
You know, you can be assured of that. I think the Grapevine Outreach, I think that it's a kind of the ministry where people do accept Christ. But one thing for sure, after they've gone through the curriculum, they don't think of God as the villain anymore. That's for sure changed. And so it might be kind of like the plowing, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then other people, I know that he's going to finish what he starts. So if we're just plowing up, you know, the ground and someone else puts a seed or whatever, he's going to finish.
Right. And that's reassuring, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because we need to have that completeness.
That's right.
So you said that with your curriculum, so let's talk about that. What is different? What curriculum do you use?
I wrote it. It's a book. And I wrote it and I kept it at about a fifth grade level.
Uh-huh.
And I use my own, like little stick people as the figures and they interact. And what we talk about is how did, you know, what are the red flags? But then we move on and we go from having this wall of negative feelings like you were just saying, with the hardened ground down there.
Yeah.
And then you take that away and you put up a gate and that gate opens and closes and you decide who comes in and out. And so you learn to have boundaries
rather than
just, you know, making the world, cutting the world out.
Isolating yourself from the
isolation
world.
Isolation is the base
it's
of
the
any any addiction.
It is.
It all happens in
secrets and isolation.
That's right.
Yes.
And so we teach how to do that in a very kind of simple way. Our book it's very simple, but it's, I remember John Townsend telling me it's perfect. You know what I mean? And so any age group can really use it. And I think the thing about it is how do you have a healthy relationship? Because if you come from where I came from or a lot of other people, you have to learn.
Right, because you don't really know what a healthy relationship is.
No, so you have to learn.
So many girls, and I'm talking from girls because I was in a place of therapy and I was with a lot of girls, and you know their only understanding of father was their father, and
yes.
their father was abusive.
Yes.
And so they're thinking, wow, why would I want Heavenly Father? Because the only thing they can relate to was the father they had.
That's right.
And why would they want another father? They didn't like the one they had because
that's
that one
right.
didn't treat them with love and kindness and gentleness.
That's
it's,
right.
You know, so they don't know that what a loving father looks like. I mean, what does it even look like? You
yes.
know, what does he look like? You know,
yes.
and could I really be accepted into that family?
Trust is the basis of almost everything. I think the biggest thing about our curriculum is the base of the wall, when you're behind a wall that you've put up, is shame and guilt. And it's really important that you know the difference between the two. Shame is I am bad, and guilt would be I did a bad thing.
Right.
So we need to get rid of these labels like I'm bad. No, I did a bad thing, but I'm not bad. I'm a child of God. And
right.
that way you can work with it once it's out here. And the teenagers, I've seen a huge difference in them. They're not calling themselves names anymore. they're looking at the behavior and going, you know what? It's true. I did do kind of a loser behavior here, but I'm not a loser.
Right.
That's important.
That's very important. That's a whole change in their thought process.
It is.
Right. I know that I've had friends where they had to say, I don't receive that.
When somebody would
say something to them that wasn't true according to God.
That's right.
And you, in your heart of hearts, you say, you know what? I'm not going to receive that. I rebuke that in Jesus' name.
That's right.
And there's a strength in that.
Because you are
putting a boundary
saying that's
not okay.
It's not my identity. And also they're learning that their circumstances, that doesn't define who they are.
Right.
Because they're in a group home and they're called names by a lot of people and, you know, it still doesn't define who they are.
Right. You're listening to The Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. And so what results have you seen in this program over the last 10 years? Where do you start?
I don't even know where to start. I have seen incredible results. The biggest thing I've seen, I think, is the turning towards God. That once people, you know, once we're going through the curriculum, when we get to the part about forgiveness, I don't believe you can forgive yourself. Neither does John Townsend. So I had to talk with him about that. We have to accept Jesus, his forgiveness, you know, the work on the cross that he did. And so when we get to that part in the curriculum, even though I'm in government agencies, I'm allowed to say that because that's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think about that and they think, wow, I've been trying to forgive myself forever. And now I'm realizing I can't forgive myself. I have to accept his forgiveness. So I think that's kind of the middle of our curriculum. Because the things that you did and the things that were done to you, both of them go at the base of the cross.
Right.
Both of them. And without Jesus Christ, without what he did, I don't know what you do.
So you have to accept God's grace.
Yes.
And forgiveness.
And mercy.
And mercy. The acronym for grace is God's riches at Christ's expense.
I just love that.
So... Are there any other stories or things that somebody could relate to that you know of? I'm putting you on the spot there.
When I was working more with women inmates,
okay,
I noticed, and I don't know if anybody out there is struggling with this, but molestation is probably one of the deepest wounds that can happen to a woman or a man.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the men inmates had experienced that too. And we're actually doing a project right now. We made little T-shirts for children, you know, mm-hmm. and the people that made them were adults now, and they made for their own selves when they were molested. And that's something that is just so deep. And if that's happened to you, tell someone. It doesn't matter if you're 50 years old. Tell someone, because once you do that, it takes it out of the darkness and it brings it into the light. And but that's one of the deepest wounds that I've seen across the board. And so we're going to be showing the T-shirts, and we're doing education in that area about how do you tell someone, and how do you reveal that lie if you're in a family?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you say this is happening, it doesn't go well if the family doesn't want the secret to be known.
Right. Another one that's a secret that if you tell somebody, it really helps heal. And forgiving yourself in this one is abortion.
Oh, yes. Yes, because God forgave. Jesus died for everything.
Right.
Across the board.
How is Grapevine Outreach funded?
Even though we work with government agencies, we don't take any government money. So we're privately, you know.
Do you do fundraisers, or how do you get your money?
We're like we're needing to do a little bit of that because we're growing now.
You know,
there's been so much growth, and now they're looking to do this curriculum in some of the schools and stuff, and I love that because it brings the gospel.
Yes.
The gospel comes along with it.
And that's great.
Education, so privately funded.
Are you selling this book?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the way it goes. When I go to any of the facilities,
uh-huh.
it's free to them.
Okay.
And so if someone else buys a book for $10, they're buying 3 books.
Oh, how wonderful. So
for someone else.
Listeners, if you can afford to buy the book, we want to give that opportunity to you too, because it does look, I haven't read the book, but it looks really good. And from what she's telling me, I can't wait to read it. Mm-hmm. So what would happen if Grapevine Outreach didn't exist anymore?
I think it sounds dramatic to say this, but people could die. I know that in my neighborhood, I probably shouldn't say where it is, but there's gang activity in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the kids in the neighborhood, there, three of them have been shot within the last year and a half. So the kids from the neighborhood that are older now, it's a safe place for them. It's a safe place for them to come and learn and grow, do Bible study, and we do arts and crafts there. You know, we do that kind of stuff too because it's soothing. Also, it's a middle zone between kind of the system and the church. There's like this gray area so that I can have people who have made mistakes in life, which, like me, and come and talk to the kids. Like I had a guy who came out of prison, and he came and talked to 15 youth. And the kids afterwards were like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to go where he went. And the man who came, he can't go to their facility, and they can't go to his. But they can come to this middle area that I believe God has provided. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be there anymore, you know. And it would be really sad. It's the kids love it there. It's real friendly, safe, and a lot of them don't live in safe homes.
Safe is a big deal.
It is.
It is a really big deal.
Safe.
Safe is a big deal. It really is. You know, Donna, we don't have much time left, and so in I want to do a summary for those that might be just tuning in late, and I'm sorry if you're tuning in late because you really missed a good show, but you can get it on podcast, Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. You can listen to it there. But in summary, Donna had three children, two boys and one girl. And her Katie, 8 years ago, you said?
8 years.
8 years ago, had gone to the police station and done reports, like how many reports did
Eight.
You do? Eight reports to the police station for stalking, that there was this man. Where did this man come from, and is this man in custody? Is he in jail?
He was not. No, he was not convicted.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me mad, really mad.
That police station is under some serious fire right now, not because of that, but just it's...
Other things.
Yes. It caught up with them.
Right. Anyway, so 8 years ago, eight reports, and they didn't do anything to protect her. If you're listening and you're hearing this, there are so many cases of this that the reason that I wanted this on here is, number one, you know, when things happen, bad things happen to good people. And when things happen, you know, we can stay as a victim. We can stay there and we can just get depressed and we can just let things go. Or we can say, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to, you know, help other people? And what Donna has done is she's taken her pain and her grief. And what she's done is she's opened up a ministry to help other girls not have the same thing happen, or, you know, a family member or a mother, maybe saving a mother from the grief she's had to feel by losing her one and only daughter. And that just breaks my heart. I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine the pain that must bring, you know, just the grief. I just, to think about it just tears me up. And I know that it happens more than we know. And so I want people to be aware, and that's the reason for the show, is to let people know that and to say that we don't have to stay there. And this month, go ahead, Donna, as you say, this month
is? This month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
And if you want to help, you know, in the cause, a purple ribbon is what people wear, and or like a purple band we have for the wrist for the kids. And when someone asks you, why are you wearing that, you can educate. Education is the only way to really cut back on this thing that's happening in our society. Thank you so much, Sue, for caring.
Oh, I do care. I do care, and I just want to be a vehicle, you know, be a vessel, and God use me, and God use you. You know, we need to be a blessing to someone each and every day, and you might think that you can't do anything to make a difference. Listeners, you all can make a difference, and I want people to know that, because I know that when I'm getting down, the thing that helps me the most is to get out of myself.
That's right.
To stop thinking about what I'm going through or what's
right.
going on with me, and think about what can I do to help somebody else out
right.
today. And I don't do it enough, and I don't think, you know, no matter how much I did, I don't think I would be satisfied with how much I'm doing.
Yes.
Because I just, it's the heart, you know, it's the heart of the matter. Sure. And Donna, you are a beautiful woman. You have just such a heart, and I just feel so grieved that you felt such grief and that you had to go through that. And I bet you your daughter is just smiling in heaven at how proud she is of you.
I think. I know she is.
Yes, she is. And so am I. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, let's
all cry.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. Crying is good.
Yes. Well, you know, everybody has their gifts too, you know, spiritual gifts, and we need to be using those. And if you don't know what your spiritual gifts are, just look at what you're good at. You know, if you just look at what you're good at, utilize those for God's kingdom, whatever it is. If it's hospitality, if it's encouragement, whatever your gifts are, just use them, but use them for God's glory. Yes. Not for your own gain, but for God's glory. And I guarantee you, God will smile in heaven at how you're being. So look, we've got 3 minutes. So you've got 3 minutes, Donna, to talk to people about what you want. You know, if there's any scriptures that you feel, or if you're feeling... there's somebody out there that is going through trials, but they just don't know how to get out. They don't know how to get out of this situation. They're afraid. Mm-hmm. They're afraid. They're just afraid.
Okay, 3 minutes. The one thing that I think being a Christian, I dealt with when I went to leave the man that I was with, is that God would be mad at me because God hates divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But God also hates those five things that an abuser are. You know, what is it? Well, anyways, there's those five things. Feet that, you know, go after innocent. They lie. They, you know, and so.
Do you know where that is in scripture?
I wish I did.
Okay.
I'm not good at the geographic location.
Those addresses, yes.
But anyways, in God's word, it does say, Proverbs 19:19 says, a man of great wrath will suffer consequences. An angry person will suffer consequences. If you rescue them, you'll have to rescue them again. Now, I can't quote the rest of it, but read on for a little bit, because it says go and get counsel.
Right.
And that only God knows about your life. God knows where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. But it's right there in that piece right there. He clearly says he doesn't want a woman and children, or a man, if a man, because it does happen to men too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to be abused. So that's important to me, for people to know. Don't stay because you think God's going to be mad at you, because he won't.
That's very, very good. I'm so glad to hear that. That's really good. I know there's a lot of people that stay. They just stay because they,
scary.
You know, God hates divorce. And it's scary because you don't know what the unknown.
I stayed scared because I thought God would be mad.
Right. And how old were your kids when this happened?
Teenagers.
Teenagers?
By the time I left.
Right.
I went to a pastor and he said, stay till death do you part, and if it's by his hands, so be it. That was my first counsel from a pastor.
Wow.
And
that's pretty strong.
There's some that still believe that.
Yeah.
To me, it's not a matter of divorce. You leave, you separate yourself, and then see what, you know, see what? If everybody gets help, then there can be restoration. But
right.
If not,
and
then...
And if not, then not.
Not.
Right. Right. So your sons now, how are they doing? I mean, it had to affect them.
They're still struggling.
They are?
Yeah, they're struggling.
I have something up on my screen. I'm going to read it. It says, eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, Daniel. My producer found it and put it on my screen.
That's
for me.
An abuser.
Yes.
That's exactly what they do. So God hates that too. So how do you, you know, he hates divorce and he hates that. So.
Right. Well, Donna, it's been really a pleasure. I've got a little commercial I got to do, so I'm going to do it right now. Although knowing that this world is only temporary, I'm still a huge advocate for stewarding the resources God has given us and doing all that we can to keep this earth and our lives healthy and free from unnecessary harm. Saying this, if you are in the area, I hope you will join me at the New World Festival in Santa Monica, October 7th through the 9th. It's right on the pier, so come join us and learn more about how to be green and healthy in this life. Thanks so much for being part. God bless you and be a blessing to someone today. Love you till next week. Bye-bye.
Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, it's that time of the year when
bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.